for my people. Lord, for my people.
Straight made the sun, the ocean possessed my soul, and the land made me one. The culture was the song my ancestors sung. Left footprints with the dust of the path I came from.
Me plan become strong, Long Island man, strike like Panipan.
I'm a warrior. We've been grown up by unblown hunters of the village. Then we became the voice,
one blood, hidden image.
My heartbeat belongs to the rhythm of our dance. Stories echoes through the shores of my soul like our chant. So the stories I shall dance with our culture and land, so them can understand when I'm an island man.
This is where I come from, this is who I am.
Identities of many seas flowing in one man. Like the tide forming breeze, my people shall rise with me. And my brothers always said it was destiny.
Ay, kissing up on a pie, nine, 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 nine,
child, to know who you are, you must first know where you come from. And with the sounds of the island drums, I will share this with you in my song.
This is where I come from, this is who I am. This is how my people, this is what I am. This is where I come from, this is who I am. This is how my people, this is what I am.
My people must remain strong. Coro boy must remain strong. Our blood must remain strong. Noble Kuko must remain strong. I fight the drums from the east, strike a dance from the west. I, indigenous, I shall represent. I fight the drums from the east, strike a dance from the west. Torres Strait Islands, I shall represent. Son of a man, raised by island kings, born to Malu warriors, my culture flows within. The heart of my people, you blood must believe. Like my brothers always say, it is destiny.
Ay, kissing up on a bay, nine, 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 this is what I am. 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 This is what
I am.
Good morning, good morning. Now listening to the Bricky Show. BBN 98.7 FM.
Yes, good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Bricky Show. Bala Maddie here on BBN 98.7 FM. Shout out to Bala Patrick Mao for that one. Mao Power with My Blood, My People. And right now, joining me in the studio, I have none other than Bush Tucker woman Samantha Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, Maddie.
How are you feeling today?
Pretty good. Very relaxed, surprisingly.
That's good. And we're going to be yarning about the Bush Tucker Market Garden. But before we move on, can you let the mob know who you mob and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm Samantha Martin. I'm Samantha Nyadbi Martin. I'm from the East Kimberley of Western Australia. I come from the Jaru and Wilingin people, but I call Cairns home.
Cairns home. Too deadly. So how long have you been doing Bush Tucker?
Most of my life, Maddie. It just so happened that one of my ex-partners had a camera and he used to follow me around picking, foraging, you know, living off the land when we did a big trip around the country. Yep. And that sort of stemmed from the idea and the concept of let's create something out of this. So we created my documentary called Bushtuck Adventures with Samantha Martin. Mm-hmm. And then that's, I guess, how the Bushtucker Woman was born. So, you know, most of your life as a kid growing up in the bush, it was just second nature to go out and grab whatever you can from country.
Too true. So you also got a book out as well.
Yes.
And where can mom get that if they want to have a look at the Bushtucker book?
Yeah, so I've actually published my second edition, which is which was launched last year in November. So that can be at purchase on any bookstores online. There's also Cairns Central has my books as well.
Oh, yep.
Also, just hit me up on my social page. I can send you guys send the people a signed copy. But, so there's also, not to get confused with my first edition, which is a 10-year-old book, and the second edition is, a few months old that we just wanted to refresh that first one. Yeah. But also, Maddie, in the process, I'm in the process of completing a third book, which is a Bushtucker Guide for Children.
Oh, for children, yeah. Too deadly.
I know.
I think it'll be a great concept for the kids.
I think so, because what I've noticed is a lot of the kids, they inspire to, they actually are attracted to my book and the knowledge, and it's really simply written.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a different audience in itself. Like schools, they really embrace my books, and the kids really love the content in there, and they love the recipes. So, my publisher, I'd give them stories and photos of kids sitting somewhere in the bush reading it, or in a library. They've got my book in their hand, and I send that to my publisher, and they thought it was a great idea to create one that's simplified for the children between ages of 4 right through to, early adult.
Yes. And you were just up somewhere on the weekend?
I was. Yes. I got invited up to Marmarung Country, which is up past Watsonville there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing a special Bushtucker catering for that little next generation junior program on country. Yeah, and that was really amazing because I used dark magpie geese. I used a cook on – so my concept of cooking, Maddie, is like cooking with fire. So like promoting the traditional aspects of hunting and gathering through my books and my knowledge, and then also using fire as the first – premium way of cooking food. So we had kangaroo tail, which I made into a big like a massive pot of kangaroo tail stew, and we had dark on the hot coals and magpie geese, and we had pumpkin under the ground, and a lot of great sort of food that our mob like. So it was a big feast up on country.
Too deadly. So that was last weekend.
Yes.
Now we're going to be talking about the Bushtucker Market Garden. Yes. How did this all come about for you?
Well, we're working in partnerships with the Cairns Show. Mm-hmm. They saw this as a great concept to turn and convert the cattle yards, the old cattle yards at the back there near the dog pen, dog racing area or something.
Oh, the training. The kennels at the back?
Yeah. So next to that are the old cattle yards, and they wanted to convert that into a garden space. Nice. So, and then some people were like, wouldn't it be great if this was also including Bushtucker in this, and then we set it up as an educational space.
Mm-hmm.
So they got in touch with me and asked me if I would be interested. This is like 3 years ago. Wow. And I said, look, here's some elders, here's some people you actually need to get in touch with, just following protocol in country.
Yeah.
Got in touch with a few people, and they just kept telling them to come back to me, like go and see the Bushtucker woman. She lives here.
Even though you referred them.
So full circle, they all come back to me, and I said, all right, that's great. As long as, they're okay with it and I'm endorsed by the local mob up here, I'll take this on board. And that's how then Life's was created. So Lives is a new corporation that is set up for our local indigenous food enterprise services, and that's led by all First Nations people from all different walks of lives here in Cairns.
Yep.
And so we're setting this corporation up to help a footprint of bush foods and native bush plants and foods and businesses to move forward within the Bushtucker industry as far as Cardwell right up to Hope Vale. That's our footprint, basically.
Oh, wow.
So we're covering a big area. So keep an eye out, like our mob who are wanting to dabble, create like products and stuff. That's what this organization is set up for.
Yep.
So we can help them do training, business training, intellectual property, all that trademarking, copywriting as well. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the executive board members on that. Also with Gudju Gudju and Mark Harbro and Destiny as well. So, you know, we're really a progressive bunch of Indigenous First Nations people who know about business, but also passionate to see the bush tucker industry really move forward in such a way that it's with integrity as well.
All right. So all the way up to there. So using all kinds of bush tucker from this region, also other regions?
Yeah. I think we don't want to just sort of focus on one region because, you know, we know that things are quite seasonal.
Yes.
So we want to bring in, you know, other things that people can enjoy and have access to. So the bush tucker gardens is basically the vision and to set up is more to have as a hub. Mm-hmm. We're going to create a demonstration space, educational space, so people can come in there, do some programs. So they might be doing maybe cup Murray, you know, work. So we've got a cup Murray pit. They're building me a big fire pit, barbecue fire pit.
Wow.
So that's custom made for me so I can use fire and cook like whole kangaroos and stuff like that on there.
Yep.
But it's also a space where people can come in and bring kids and, you know, set up as a business concept.
Yes.
They can book through Lives. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is then we use that space as a space for gathering, and then they can use the gardens as well, so they can harvest whatever's in there. As long as it's respectful enough, they can hire the space out as well. So yeah, I think it's the first that's ever happened.
Yes.
Up here in Far North Queensland.
Yeah, so you're looking for mobs to be part of this market garden?
100%. Yep. So my vision is to also, as the bush tucker woman, help our mob really thrive in this industry. Like I'm, you know, I guess by, you know, making documentaries, writing books, I guess I'm sort of pioneering this industry moving forward as an Indigenous woman. And I really want to support other people who are wanting to dabble into this. You know, it's very daunting setting up your own business.
Yep.
But if they've got guidance and they've got direction and mentoring, they can really bring this together, their ideas and concept, and we can nurture that. That's kind of what I want to do, and that's the role I want to play with Lives as a supporting sponsor, you know. So there's all different aspects of what we want to create up here, and it's endless because we're sort of leaving this as a blank canvas to see what works. So if people want to know more, come down at the Cairns show,
mm-hmm.
and we will launch the first market garden event. So I've got different storeholders, small business, Indigenous businesses coming to promote what they're doing. So we've got Black Pearl Catering. She's going to be there, starring up, selling. Yeah, Sissy Barb, shout out to you. Kidja Moon and Kidja Creation. So that's Julie Williams. She makes bush. She dabbles with bush medicine. So she'll be there selling her balms
Deadly.
And stuff. So anything that's related. And also June Harwood.
Yeah.
So she's making bush medicine massage oils and promoting that. We'll have Gudju Gudju with his ranger mob there, and they'll be selling little plants and succulents that, you know, bush food succulents and plants that you can start creating your own bush tucker garden in your backyard or on country. So they can pick up that as well. But also I'll be there promoting my book. We'll have an art space for the kids so they can come in and do some painting on Bernie beans or painting on canvas, so we can use that as a rollout, you know, like a storyboard for future events. So there'll be lots going on, like teaching people about sustainable living, the eco living up here in this climate. What can you grow, whether it's in pots or on country?
Mm-hmm.
So not just the bush tucker, but there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to talk about with bees and worming and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Great people will be in this space. You know, I just encourage people to make the effort to go across the bridge and come and see us. And, yeah, be part of, like, be proud of this because it's the first ever in our community to launch. And it's here. It's easy to access and be a part of it somehow. Let's create magic up here with bush foods.
Yes, too true. So besides your book, you'll be having your foods on display as well?
Not for this one,
not
Maddie.
Not for this one? Yeah, okay. Just make it short.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wanted to make some crocodile tacos and sell that, but there's a lot of hoops I've got to jump into before I can get to sort of work, like catering on country or catering at an event like this. But I think Sis Barb will sort of feed our bellies up with that. But I will have Rosella and Lemon Myrtle tea, iced tea for sale. They can have a taste of that, just bringing nutritional value into our into our cells, into our body, you know, with these beautiful beautiful herbs or bush medicines as well. So, yeah, and then I'll be there to talk about, you know, the industry so people can come and have a yarn with me. Yeah. We'll have a musician that will be playing there as well. That's Jess Granger Chong up in Atherton. So she'll be there just playing some good music. There'll be an elders lounge where people can come and elders can come and sit and, you know, people come and talk to them as well. So holding space for our elders and, you know, just a space where you can sit and enjoy that little space that we're creating, get a vibe, get the vibes for.
Yeah. Too deadly. So that's happening on the 19th of July at the Cairns Show. So
actually, I'll correct that one. So the date is actually, we're going to be there for the 3 days now, not the just the days. One day.
Oh, okay.
So 17th, 18th and 19th, we're going to set up all day. So it'll be from the morning right through to the afternoon.
Yep.
So if you can't make it on that 19th, come on the Wednesday or the Thursday, we'll be there.
To Delhi. So what time will the garden be operating between? So between the show hours?
Yeah. So between the show hours, so, you know, we'll be there from 8 o'clock right through to about, well, we have to close up, I think, about 5:30.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we sort of wanted to go in the night, but there's no point because, you know, it's too dark.
Yeah.
But so we'll be there in daylight from 9 to 5.
Yeah. So rock up early there, you mob. want to check out some bush tucker? Check out the Bush Tucker Market Garden at the Cairns Show this year, 17, 18 and 19. Any last words you want to add before we wrap up?
No, just, you know, this is just a great opportunity for our mob to really push the forefront of bush foods up here. And, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to be a part of it as the whole community.
Yes. And also, if they want to get in contact with Lives, how can they get in contact with Lives?
So we will set up a page where we can access that. But through the Bush Tucker Park, F&Q Cairns, they can get in touch with us through there as well. And I can direct them to Destiny and, you know, we can get the ball rolling in communications through that page.
Yes, to Delhi. Samantha, thank you for coming in and having a yarn.
Thanks for having me, Maddie.
No worries. Hope you have a great day and probably see you at the show, eh?
Absolutely, brother.
To Delhi. We're going to go to this Delhi track here, Briscoe Sisters. Enjoy.
And, yeah, we are the Briscoe Sisters. And thank you all for coming.
Almighty God, in a bubble, get a scary bum up on my